WMFO in Medford.
The All-American Half Pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Pakistan.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Tell me how your planet Vulcan looks on a lazy evening when the moon is full.
Vulcan has no moon, Miss Uhura.
I'm not surprised, Mr. Spock.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
Filipina, Manila, un Filipino.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
Hi, Carlton.
How's it going?
Good. Edward Buford from WMFO.
All right. Where's that from?
From Medford. Actually, Tufts University.
Medfit?
Yes, that's the way some
that's
people
right.
say it.
Medfit. Don't give me that Medford.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
I'm only in layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and yes, in case you didn't know it, this is a sound collage where we always start off with some Japanese music, and then we go genre jumping, mixing it up with jazz and punk and funk and metal, electronic, country, disco, ambient, as many different styles of music as we possibly can that match the theme. And then we go mixing in audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where. In between and on top of the music, our theme this episode is places. And our sources for those audio clips are going to include the movies Casablanca with Bogart and Chinatown and Woody Allen's Manhattan and the Planet of the Apes and more. We began the show with my favorite Japanese band of all time, I'd have to say. The sometimes trio, sometimes duo, Denki Groove. And that was Huji-san about the big mountain that's a core of Japanese culture. And in there, they're talking about, well, climbing it. And it takes a lot of work because it's pretty high. And, backing me up right now is the Ray Corvair Trio. Used to be a local band here playing at the Plow and Stars in Cambridge. And they were a trio, but there was no rare Ray Corvair leading it. And this is their song, Honduras. So we're going to be going all around the world in this episode. And in the next set, we're going to go to places in New York twice with Dick Hyman and his orchestra in the Sex Pistols. Also, going to Idaho and maybe Arizona. But we're going to start things off with, well, of course, another Japanese band. This is a female duo, a J-pop duo called Puffy AmiYumi. And, well, this is about, this song's called Asia no Junshin, all about Asia generally, true Asia, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, only WMFO and Medford. We'll be right back.
man will you follow now?
Plan 9.
Remember, oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
Almost all of the bank's top pilots were by then dead, and most frontline planes destroyed. But dumpsters need a little training to take an obsolete plane full of explosives and crash it.
Thank you.
most fantastic story I've ever heard.
And every word of it's true, too.
That's the fantastic part of it.
For the Rutherford Institute, here is constitutional attorney John Whitehead.
For years, the government has encouraged Americans to just say no to drugs. But in a startling about-face, the U.S. Solicitor General's office tried forcing one St. Louis dentist to take a ride on the drug highway. In order to ensure he was competent to stand trial for Medicaid fraud, prosecutors wanted to force Dr. Charles Thomas Sell to take antipsychotic drugs. They claim he suffers from a delusional disorder. But Sell wasn't buying into the state's mind-altering argument. He believed that being forced to take drugs violated his constitutional rights, and in a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court agreed. The points of law are the Fifth and Sixth Amendments to our Constitution. The fundamental right of every American to bodily and mental integrity is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. This evening, we're going all over the place. Because that's our theme, places. Began that last set with the Japanese female duo, Puffy AmiYumi, and was their song Asia no Junshin, True Asia. And then it was to the United States and New York City and Washington Square in particular with Dick Hyman and his orchestra from Cocktail Mix, Volume 2. And then Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, with the Prodigy. And, well, actually, that may not have been Phoenix, Arizona. A song definitely called Phoenix from their Always Outnumbered, Never Outgunned album. But I may be taking a little bit of artistic liberty in that. But, you know, it's my show and I set the rules. And then it was the B-52s, all five of them. Well, there were five of them. And then, yes, with Private Idaho. And we finished off the music in that set with the Sex Pistols and their song New York. And a couple of instances of my Sonic Hammer of the Gods to smash out the bad words. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is another local Boston area artist, Land of the Loops. Actually, that was the stage name of Alan Sutherland, who in the 1990s here began playing around with samples and loops. And this is his song, Mass Ave and Beyond, which could very well apply exactly to our WMFO studios here little bit beyond Mass Ave here in the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. And I am very honored to have an announcement, a very official announcement about the future of our station, WMFO, that I've been asked by our station management to say on the air here for y'all. On December 1st, 2021, trustees of Tufts College, the licensee of WMFO, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, filed an application with the Federal Communications Commission for renewal of its license. Members of the public wishing to view this application or obtain information about how to file comments and petitions on the application can visit publicfiles.fcc.gov and search in WMFO public file. And thus ends the official announcement. In the next set, we're going to be going to places, particular street addresses, and in fact, they're all in the United States here, and they're all in the United States. One of them's in New York, a bunch in California, and we're gonna be hearing from that Telecaster-wielding, genre-jumping maniac, John 5. Also some Fatboy Slim Warren Barker and Metallica doing a very cool cover of a Ramones song. But before any of that, we're going to hear from the incredibly talented Adrian Ballou. Boy, can he play a guitar and make funny, strange sounds come out of it, like he's done with King Crimson and here he is with 117 Valley Drive.
Come on back. Christian in my mind. What it was a way of life, but no one noticed we'd run out of time.
I'm signing up for the jihad, the 17-year-old Akram, America. America is attacking Islam, he says, so I must fight. I want to be a martyr, he adds.
Thank you.
tonight here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. We're going all over the place. All places around the world. That's our theme. And that last set, a sub-theme of street places. We kicked off the set with the incredibly talented Adrian Ballou. He's quite a multi-instrumentalist, although he's most particularly known for being a guitar player. And besides being a solo artist, he's also been in an incarnation of King Crimson between 1981 and 2009. And he's also worked with a whole bunch of other musicians on tour as their guitarists, namely Frank Zappa and David Bowie. And also collaborated with the Talking Heads and Laurie Anderson and Nine Inch Nails. And wow. That was 117 Valley Drive from his Coming Attractions album. And then it was Warren Barker with some Easy Rhythms for your cocktail hour. It was actually 77 Sunset Strip. And that was the name of the album, Easy Rhythms for your cocktail hour. And then it was Fatboy Slim and 10th and Crenshaw from his Better Living Through Chemistry album. Followed by John Five, who's also, like Adrian Ballou, a successful solo artist, as well as having been the guitarist for Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson and others. And he was playing us a song, 18969 Ventura Boulevard, from his Vertigo album. And we finished things off with a very cool cover of a Ramones song, 53rd and 3rd by Metallica. And, well, most Ramones songs were written by their bass player, Dee Dee Ramone, who, had a very sad and tragic life. And that was an biographical song that Dee Dee wrote about being a male prostitute and actually taking out a knife and assaulting one of his customers. And, backing me up right now is a band called Loop Guru. And this is their song, Bang Dad. In the next set, we are going to a couple of different cities, like Coesville, Baltimore, and Calcutta, and also Cleveland. And we're also going to contemplate the banks of the Ohio River, a tone poem from David Grisman. But to begin with, here's my favorite female jazz singer who's going to be taking us right now nonstop to Brazil here on the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford.
Silver jet, take me, I'm all set, take me through.